Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Paul Bridgewater, who is the head of global product and strategic innovation for payments and mobile at TSYS, and Patrick Housel, who is the senior director of marketing at FICO. Paul, Patrick, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Karen, thanks for having us again. How are you?
I'm great. So I guess you guys are great, too, because we're here to talk about a really exciting agreement that TSYS and FICO have entered into that will create and deliver a service to card issuers that is designed to create additional consumer engagement across all channels. That sounds like a tall order. Paul, what is it and how does it work?
Okay, so, you know, Karen, we're really excited about this one. This one, I think, fills a pretty huge void that we see within the industry at the moment. And, you know, based upon where we're seeing issuers engage for their 2015 strategic plans around growth, I think this one's going to really mean something. So we're really excited. So basically, TSYS targeted messaging, it fills a need that we're hearing from many, many clients. You know, issuers really need the ability to effectively and efficiently use their customer data, which they're not necessarily having done in the past, but not just for reports. You know, what we're seeing is that they want to put the data into action. And, you know, issuers are really looking for a way to take transactional data, combine it with other data, put it against their strategy from a business perspective, and then be able to execute against it. What we're seeing is the clients, you know, really recognizing, you know, the value of understanding their customers now and incorporating that into a meaningful customer engagement. So targeted messaging, you know, allows our clients with all kind of levels of analytical skills to put that data, you know, to work. So what we've done is we've developed some pre-built visualizations of that data to help them understand it. Based upon the visualizations, they can develop a strategy based upon their business needs, and then they can, most importantly, they can take action. So we think this one's a game changer. It's a one-stop solution. It enables these three or four different tools to work seamlessly together. It means that they don't need to move data between separate companies or separate outsourced partners that they may be using. And, you know, we're seeing, you know, campaign timelines shrinking from weeks to days from the pilots that we're currently operating at the moment. So, you know, this one we think is really meaningful.
Wow. So, Patrick, how does FICO fit into the TSYS targeted messaging solution?
Sure. So the targeted messaging solution really brings together both organizations, both FICO and TSYS. And what FICO is bringing to the party, it's built on the FICO Customer Dialogue Manager platform, which is a multi-channel marketing automation project, which allows marketers to design, execute, and manage marketing programs. And to elaborate a bit on what Paul was talking about, the TSYS Analytics organization has built a predefined data model, which leverages data that's existing on TSYS's card platform that TSYS's issuers are using every day. And what that essentially does for the client is, in terms of, you know, speed to market for the overall solution as well, you know, there isn't a lengthy implementation or, you know, kind of data model build out process because it's predefined to the TSYS platform, and that data is able to run directly into the FICO Customer Dialogue Management platform, which then manages all of the marketing automation and marketing programs from there.
And I think that's a real critical point, Karen, to pick up on, is this solution doesn't require, you know, individual projects of our clients to prepare data or to install software or applications. It really is a turnkey, out-of-the-box solution with the data that we already hold and manage for our clients. It truly is turnkey. Switch it on, try it, use it. If it works, use more of it. If it doesn't, try something else.
So, Paul, I want to go back to something that you said very early in our conversation. I mean, this sounds phenomenal, but I also know that TSYS has had, you know, a pretty solid reputation for delivering advanced analytics prior to this new solution set. So you mentioned that this provides the issuer with access to data that perhaps they didn't have or found hard to get. Can you give me some examples?
Yeah, so basically, you know, typically in the past, the TSYS analytics business really done two or three things. The core value has been the storage of the data, so the collection and the storage of the data. And at any one point in time, we're touching around about 5 petabytes of data, so a significant amount of data. And what we've done in the past is we have worked with our clients in a consultative manner understand what's been happening within their business. So it's been very much them kind of pulling us versus this solution is really switching it the other way around where we're pushing them. So this enables them to get access to an understanding of their business in like a 360 model. So they can look at their business from many, many different dimensions and based upon understanding more in depth around what's happening within their business, the most important piece here, Karen, is they can now take action on that data based upon their business strategy. So we're taking analytics and thesis really to the next level with this solution, and I think it's coming at the perfect time as issuers look to grow their portfolios with their existing client bases within the North American market in 2015. That's what we're hearing.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. I think the opportunity to really strengthen the relationship with consumers is priority number one, and it sounds like, you know, obviously access to data, and then something else you said, the ability to action it and do it more quickly is a real value. And how does it happen more quickly? Is it because you're pre-populating campaign templates, or walk us through a little bit about why the speed in terms of developing the campaigns, how you action on that?
So I'll touch on a couple of points, then I'll hand that over to Patrick, who's clearly got a deeper knowledge of the CDM product that we're using as part of this solution. But, you know, at a top level, we're creating these visualizations so the clients at all levels can understand what's actually happening within their business on a day-to-day basis. Then what happens is based upon the strategies they want to execute against, there's some predefined campaigns that we've already created with FICO that we believe are going to be most meaningful to clients to get going with this particular solution. What we've then done is we've then integrated into a number of different channels, including our credit care channel, which is our card management solution. It's got a mobile SMS integration. It's got an email integration, and then also a physical mail integration. So it really means that they can execute a campaign at a click of a button, and then it automatically drives the delivery of that campaign through the predefined channels. So, you know, there is none of this handoff or campaign handoff. That's what happens when we say it takes it from weeks into days. And, you know, Patrick, I'm not sure, you know, I'm sure you want to, you know, expand on that a little bit more.
Absolutely, yes. One of the nice features within the application that Paul was talking about is the click-to-launch functionality, which is just that. So it gives the user of the application that's interacting with predefined data visualizations that the Thesis Analytics organization has put together, and they're able to identify a segment within the portfolio that they want to target for marketing purposes, and they can do just that. They can click on, they can identify the segment of customers they'd like to target. They can click and launch right into the campaign management piece of the application. And from there, you know, Paul, you know, perfectly hit, you know, all of the channel integrations that the application, you know, has from a batch campaign mode, which would be, you know, direct mail, email, SMS, and social, as well as there's a one-to-one marketing dimension within the application that allows organizations to interact with customers, you know, the right time for the customer, not necessarily through the bank trying to push a message out to a broader group of customers. But, you know, a customer has come into the credit care application, and while they're, you know, viewing something within their account, you know, they're being prompted with the right marketing message at the right time.
So I want to ask both of you guys your perspective on the data analytics problems that the players in payment, especially the issuers, are really trying to work through. And I think, you know, there's certainly no shortage of initiatives around accumulating data, analyzing it, and then trying to action it. What about what you are doing together to support the Thesis targeted messaging platform will make a difference between an aspirational goal of data analytics and the reality of actually making a difference in the business?
So, you know, I'll take a quick stab. So I think that, you know, the key here is for us, Karen, is security, right? So typically when we've talked to our customers, we've interviewed our issuers, one of the largest problems or one of the largest concerns that they have is that, first of all, their own in-house enterprise solutions cannot move quick enough for them. When you look at financial institutions that have an enterprise-wide data analytics strategy for the company, for the corporation, the card business is typically, you know, kind of like priority number 4 or 5 on the list based upon, you know, versus loans or the investments, etc. So they have a tough time getting to the top of the list to actually get stuff done. Secondly, the amount of data that they then have to either bring in from third parties or ship out to third parties for treatment is becoming more and more. And that creates a security risk. So part of the value proposition from CSIS Analytics is all of that data never leaves the secure environment of TSIS. And we think that's critical, and we think that that creates a major value proposition for the issuers. What the challenge that they've had up until now is getting essentially business access to that data and being able to put that data to work. You know, a lot of companies have a lot of data, but truly understanding what they can do with it and how they can work with that data to actually turn that data into usable information and then into action to help drive growth within their business has been a void, and that's a void that we are filling with this solution, but also with a broader solution that we will be announcing in the spring of 2015.
So if you were both putting together a list of recommendations just based on the work that you've done to date on this topic, what are some of the things that would be on the short list of recommendations? I mean, it obviously sounds like there are a number of things related to putting together templates and dashboards that are actionable. The ability to access a single source of data is important. What are some of the other things that you would really stand behind as a slate of recommendations for someone looking at this very problem?
You know, it's got to be easy. It's got to be accessible. It's got to be fast to action. It can't take a team of 10 analytic, you know, kind of data scientists within the bank to actually use it. So it's got to be user-friendly. It's got to be multi-channel accessible. And it's got to provide very quick feedback from an ROI perspective on the campaign. So, you know, one of the areas that we're addressing at the moment is how do we shift this from kind of like, you know, weekly and daily batch feeds of data into real transactional, real-time campaign effectiveness. So in other words, when you launch a campaign, as soon as a consumer or a cardholder clicks on a campaign and activates an offer or an opportunity that the financial institution or the issuer has provided, that you see that fed back into the application and into the solution immediately. So that means that you don't have to, you know, kind of only be tied to running 3 or 4 major campaigns on an annual basis because of the workload behind it. It means that you really can be flexible on running multiple campaigns at one time and really kind of having that challenger champion type opportunity to understand which campaigns are really working and which ones aren't based upon your business strategy. You know, Patrick, do you want to expand on that a little bit from a FICO perspective?
Yeah, no, I certainly agree. So I just wanted to back up and chime in on the previous question if I could, you know, coming from a bank and talking about kind of, you know, some of the major problems that we're trying to solve. And from my own experience, it was that a lot of the work that we're bringing together in this one-stop solution was traditionally done in individual silos. So you had an analytics organization that was analyzing, looking at data, and, you know, making recommendations, but then needed to be handed off to a marketing organization that potentially maybe doing their work in a different data mart or on a different system. So it was very hard to transition the insights from the analytics team over to the marketing team to actually complete the execution. So, you know, the major problem that this solves, in addition to the security piece that this overcomes as well, is truly kind of bridging that gap and putting the, you know, actionable analytic data in the hands of the marketer. All of the pieces there that Paul started out with at the beginning are just got to be easy. It's got to be, you know, those are all great, great words. So when I think of the solution, it's just that, you know, it's easy, it's actionable, it's accessible. I mean, you know, all of those pieces, and it's got to be measurable. I mean, I think that's really one of the pieces as well. Marketing budgets are not infinite, and you know, the ability for campaigns to be measurable is very, very, very important. And there's some really great functionality within the application. You know, just to kind of be an example of the tool's marketing automation capability from an email perspective to analyze campaigns real time and to be able to make a decision is within the application, for example, you could test 2 different email marketing campaigns to a like universe. And traditionally the model is I'll mail 80% of my customer base, the champion email, and then, you know, there'll be a challenger email that we'll send as well, or maybe even a sold out group. And then the traditional model is out goes the campaign. At the end of the campaign, you measure the results and, you know, employ those learnings to your next campaign. Within the targeted messaging application, leveraging the functionality that's within CDM, you can really change that paradigm. So you can get 10% of the customer base email one, 10% of the customer base email two, and then you can measure results of the email campaign, say, for the first 5 to 7 days. And then based on whichever email outperforms one another, the system can automatically push out an email to the, you know, the winning email to the remaining of the customer base, which really allows the marketer kind of make a decision real time that will, in fact, drive stronger results based on automated response that the application is collecting during the marketing campaign.
You both reference the opportunity for what you're doing together to create a measurable ROI. I mean, those also made your list of recommendations for developing a big data, and I'm using air quotes, initiative. I can imagine that when you start to get visibility into the business with the kind of analytics that you've described, that any number of things can be possible, not just improving the consumer experience, but potentially refashioning business models and things like that. Can you guys both speak to some of the things that you think are possible given access to the data that you are going to be providing issuers through the TSYS target messaging platform?
Yeah, at the moment, Karen, yeah, we've been extremely focused on growth. So, you know, how do we help our clients grow their business versus what we do traditionally, which is to help them operate their business? An organization, I think, you know, a bank, a financial institution, you know, they've got to decide upon really early what the objective is from a data initiative. Are they looking to engage more customers? You know, are they looking to better understand the profitability of the customers? Whatever that is, they've got to start with the data they've got, which is typically the data that we hold, which is transactional data. And then you've got to add on from that. And we're seeing instances where if we add weather data or if we add traffic pattern data into the mix, we start to see a different potential engagement model with the end consumer based upon what their spending habits are. And you can then develop a different campaign at a particular point in time, and that's going to get a different engagement effect with a particular consumer based upon what frame of mind they're in that particular point in time. So, you know, at TSYS, we've really had a customer acquisition transactional history. We have a number of different partnerships with other data sources that are really helping us to understand how to better provide decisioning and enhanced engagement for our customers with their cardholders. Clients really are starting to now have the ability to get the analysis, and we're providing them with just many, many different ways to now view and consume that analysis to help them make decisions. We're no longer providing really kind of raw data, unless that's what they really want, but customers are moving away from that raw data requirement, and they're asking for these, you know, highly specialized visualization solutions so they can understand them again at all levels of the organization, you know, right from business head of the car portfolio down to the data scientist, you know, sitting in the marketing team. So, you know, I think that is definitely, or I know that that is definitely the way that we are moving. It's the way that we are investing in our analytical solutions for the analytical future of our customers in the next 2 to 3 years. And, you know, we've got a couple of pilots running at the moment in the US market. They've been running for around about 6 to 8 weeks. And we are seeing, you know, nothing but our clients, and you've heard me use this term before, leaning in on this solution. And they're leaning in because of the value that they're seeing from this particular solution and the ability to help them make business decisions and really spend smart in a year of what we're seeing as growth.
So, Patrick, you have the last word. What role do you think that access to data like this will play in issuer organizations?
Yeah, specifically some of the feedback that we've received from, you know, some of our clients that are taking part in the pilot is that it's also really changing the way that they're able to approach the marketing planning process, because depending on the types of tools that these marketing organizations are using to build out, and when I said the tools that they're using, the data tools that they're using to build out marketing campaigns, is the tools GUI interface really allows the marketer to plan and visualize or lay out the marketing campaign test that they want to push into the market, you know, whereas in the past, that might be Fastcode or some other tool that really makes the marketing planning process just a bit more challenging for the marketing organization. So what this does is it transitions the time from what before was just operational execution over a period of weeks to really focusing more on the business strategy, because the execution piece, I don't want to say is done for them, but that timeline is so dramatically reduced. They can spend their time looking at the data and building out task plan simulations and spending the time strategizing and building out and executing against their business plans versus just doing the operational work that before used to take all their time. So now they can really start focusing on the things that they want to focus on versus doing all of the blocking and tackling before that was a really, really, really long lead time.
Well, Paul and Patrick, it's been really great to get the behind-the-scenes look at what sounds like an incredibly powerful data analytics platform, the TSYS Targeted Messaging Solution, and look forward to staying in touch as you're able to share the results of your pilot efforts and as you scale the platform. Thanks for joining me today.